Cape Talk, a world view with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist in the UK looking at those top stories that you need to be aware of. Adam, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kino.
So the US-China trade war, hey? Both sides under pressure to stop it.
It's a bit they are a bit.
Kids in a blinking playpen shouting and screaming and basically messing it up for everybody else around them.
Well, that's it, messing it up for everyone else. But do they care if they mess it up for everyone else? The short answer to that is no, which is why you kind of find out who your friends are in these situations. And our friends currently are not the United States or China, at least not in terms of how they're dealing with tariffs. And sticking 25% tariffs on goods that before had zero or very small percentages obviously has an enormous impact on the companies, on the workers, on shareholders, on others. In fact, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, based in Paris, the OECD, suggests that any further escalation of the US-China trade war, and we're not even talking full all-out trade war, but they say any further escalation could cost the global economy $600 billion. Now, some of that would cost the United States and China, but it's you and us who would cop some of that as well. We know, for instance, shoe companies are the latest who are queuing up to end the tit-for-tat tariff game. 173 shoe firms based in the United States, including Adidas and Nike and so forth, they say that 25% extra on tariffs will hit working-class consumers in America particularly and working-class shoemakers in China. The workers suffer. And the latest weapon in Beijing, by the way, they're not taking this lying down. There's a propaganda song that's come out and has become a really big hit for the Chinese. Apparently, it's become a karaoke hit as well. It's called the Trade War Song. And amongst other lyrics, it says it's going to beat America out of its wits. Okay.
Woo, hold on. My little one's bigger than your little one. Anyway, Brexit's last chance saloon, Theresa May. I mean, is she still at this? I mean, her fourth EU exit plan. Someone save us.
She spelled out what it means, and today she will try to convince MPs from all sorts of parties to back it. So essentially we're 2 weeks off a fourth vote on her Brexit deal. She's revamped it. It includes stuff on workers' rights and the environment and customs relations. But the biggie, the giant dangling carrot for Remainers, Ramoners and Leavers who've got cold feet is that if MPs will approve her latest deal, they can then vote on a second referendum. It's the first time that she's dangled that in front of MPs. Yep. The only trouble is, so far, the reaction from all sides has been decidedly against. I mean, there are some supporters, but can she really convince people enough? So, in other words, they're talking about a coup attempt to remove her today, potentially, that the UK may well stay in the EU after all, if it possibly followed that referendum plan, or if not, we're back to no-deal Brexit and all that that entails. We are still in a complete mess over this, and I think she's trying her best, Theresa May, but sometimes your best isn't good enough, is it?
Yeah, maybe she should retire, go home, enjoy her pension, and shut up. But anyway, let's talk about the world's deadliest computer up for sale with viruses galore.
Have you seen this thing?
No,
there's a lot of stuff on it online, up for auction. A laptop infected with six of the most dangerous viruses and malware. I mean, in the sense of, computer viruses, not as in smallpox and Ebola and things. So for this, you get a 10-inch Samsung NC10 with six extremely dodgy computer viruses, namely WannaCry, I Love You, My Doom, So Big, Dark Tequila and Black Energy. Don't you love computer virus names? I think they're wonderful. Dark Tequila. Black Energy. Collectively, all those nasty bits of computer virus and so forth, they've done around $100 billion worth of damage to computers worldwide. The highest bidder for this particular infected laptop so far is offering over $1 million.
What?
But there's a catch. There is a catch. You're not allowed ever to connect it to the internet because essentially it's a work of art. The internet artist Guo Odong has produced this. So let me think. $1 million for a computer that doesn't work, and if it did, would cause worldwide havoc.
With
count me in. Yeah.
With viruses we cannot see.
Viruses you can't see, but that sound enchanting. I love you and my doom in one package.
Sounds like marriage. Not
Kino
mine.
Said that, just
not
in case,
mine. Not
just
mine.
In case Mrs. Gilchrist is listening.
I have an absolutely amazing wife, but I think
you've done it now. You've done it now, mate. Good luck. Good luck when you get home.
Adam, great chatting as always. Adam Gilchrist there with The World View.